Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Colossians, Week 2, Christ, the Preeminent One, and the Mystery of God's Economy, Colossians 1, verses 15 through 29, Lord's Day, related verses, Hebrews 1, verse 8, But of the Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. Hebrews 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. Hebrews 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. Hebrews 5, verse 10. Being addressed by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 7, verse 24. But he, because he abides forever, has his priesthood unalterable. Hebrews 8, verse 1. Now in the things which are being said, the chief point is this. We have such a high priest who sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Hebrews 9, verse 12. And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered once for all into the Holy of Holies, obtaining an eternal redemption. Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 10, verse 37. For in yet a very little while the coming one will come and will not delay.